You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé, what, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 1. I'm not sure of the title. You didn't...
That's not my job.
Not your job. Did you even know it was a new season?
I did not. I didn't know we were watching a new show until you told me. I thought we were going to have another crappy installment of the tell-all.
Ouch, that hurts. That hurts for everybody. Well, I think you did, actually. What did we learn new? This was, here it is, Once Upon a Rocky Relationship is what this is.
Okay. Well, aren't they all?
Well, yes, that's what we do here. If it's not a rocky relationship, they push you aside and don't have you on the show anymore.
And then it's all rocky relationships and they end at the last resort.
Right.
So one show feeds
that's
another
because
they're
is.
All crappy relationships. That's what it is.
This
it's
is
a
just
cycle.
A feeder show for last resort right. is what this is.
Yep.
So this is HEA. Last HEA, this is what we had. This was the lineup of the last one. Jovi and Yara, Bilal and Shida. I think they came straight from the 90 day into this. That was the feeder. Libby and Andre, Ed and Liz, Kimberly and Usman, Angela and Michael, and Jenny and Sumit. That was the lineup for the last HEA.
Well, that was better than this.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one, I think, when we look at it. What did we learn new? We made it through an hour and 25 minutes, I think, is what this was.
I learned a couple new things, and it could be that I just missed it before, but I didn't realize that Sophie's mom was a substance abuser in the past, and that's why they have such a weird relationship.
So that's good. We'll probably talk about that. That is something I didn't write down. I think everything was new with Rob and Sophie.
Yeah, I also didn't know that they split after they went to Austin.
Two and a half months.
We had reported that they were living in Austin, but I didn't know that they weren't together.
So 2.5 months after they got married, which would have been fall of 22, this is somewhere around Christmas of 22. Maybe it's what we're looking at.
Wow.
Maybe, possibly, the spring of 23. There's a chance that this is when this is filmed between Rob and Sophie. Probably a year almost before the tell-all.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's entirely possible. It's
See,
my own
this is part
personal
of what bugs
timeline.
Me. It's, you can't track all this stuff in the order that it's shown when it's all jumbled.
I went through.
It's like time travel.
And looked for some things in each couple to get a feel for when it was filmed.
We got that Gino and Jasmine were in May of last year.
Well, what we do know from Gino and Jasmine is that Gino posted pictures of him on a boat Memorial Day weekend. There was no Jasmine in the boat, but I'm guessing it was the same time frame. So Memorial Day weekend is what I believe this was.
And she had the bathing suit on.
Well, at that point, we didn't know she was there. I believe this is filmed. She made it before the previous tell-all.
Wow.
When she got seen in New York with...
Oh, yeah.
With New York Mike.
Right.
Right? So him. This is before then.
This is insane.
Yeah, that's how long ago this was. Just so we know where this
really
started
yeah.
and where we are now.
I'm so disappointed in the show.
Well, it's just what it is.
It's
right?
just
so that's.
We thought that you know they got so old with their filming because of the pandemic, but they've had time to get back on track,
it's
and they're
still
just
behind.
Not doing it.
And I think like some of it may be only 10 months behind.
But then other parts are really old,
possibly.
Extremely.
Yeah, possibly a year and 10 months behind.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that's probably not good. Maybe we'll start out with Rob and Sophie since we're there. What do you think about mom being someone who is a substance abuser? What does this impact their relationship?
Well, because Sophie said she raised herself. Her mom wasn't around. So they weren't close. So now mom is in a position like Brandon's mom was of trying to make up for lost time and connection and being part of their lives and giving them advice, blah, blah, blah. So it's like that overreaching, I didn't get to be your mom, so I want to do it now.
I'm going to make up for all of it now.
Right.
Makes you an overbearing parent at some point. Mm-hmm. Now you don't, where you kept distance forever.
Yeah.
Now you're not able
now
to.
Now you're supposed to trust me and I'm supposed to guide you in your life as an adult.
We've gone through 10 years of 90 Day Fiancé. And as far as I can tell, we've never seen any bocce ball scenes until these last two seasons.
Yeah.
Gino's family's playing bocce ball in Michigan. Uh-huh. And here we get bocce ball again.
In Texas.
So maybe it's like the bocce ball lobby has gotten to decide that they're going to make, they're gonna make a push and make bocce ball famous in America.
And what did her mom call it?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't really... I wouldn't, you know,
Bachica or something is what she said.
You know, it's translation and stuff. I know, you know, when
she's English.
Yeah, but I know
it's not translation.
I don't think bocce ball is a. I'm not convinced it's an English sport.
It's not.
So, but it's just really rolling a ball in the dirt.
Uh huh.
So it's not really a.
I mean, I think you'd go similar to croquet. Would you call it then? That you hit it with a mallet.
Would you call it a sport or is it a game?
It's a game. It's a lawn game.
You're calling it not a sport.
Right.
There's a huge debate.
I have a lot of things I would call not a sport.
In the world, in us sporting people, of what is a sport and what isn't. Like darts.
Yeah, that's a game.
Okay. Maybe you're the one who then we get to decide. Kelly gets to decide what's sport and what's a game.
Right.
Bowling.
Oh. It's a game.
Okay. All right. It falls in line. That's a consistent ruling on that, at least for you.
Yeah, because I feel like it's like, but I guess I would feel similarly about golf.
Again, that is also somebody that is a game. There are people that would say golf is a game and not a sport.
It's a game. Because I look at sports as physical, like you use your whole body. It's athletic.
We've never had this discussion because we don't talk sports.
Because I hate sports.
Except for hockey. This is a sport.
If you can spin around on a blade without falling while skillfully passing balls to people and scoring and getting pummeled and still standing, that's a sport.
What if two people at a golf tee and it's actually who can get the ball in the hole first?
This might become a sport if there's contact.
All right, that's enough of that. I'm sure we've kind of moved off of bocce ball and 90 Day. Maybe what's going to happen is because this season of 90 Day,
we have to make up stuff to talk about.
It could turn sideways pretty fast. So I don't know. Right. For me, look, this Rob and Sophie thing, I don't know if we're not like big drinking people, but if you were going to invent a drinking game, if you heard online cheating, and you took a drink every time you heard the word online cheat or the phrase online cheat, then I think you wouldn't have made it to the end of the show.
Yeah. Especially me because I don't really drink.
You would have been toasted and it would have been over.
First couple sips I'd have been
or
done.
Or what do you hear? If you hear Jasmine say cheap, right? This would be over. Or what if Kobe and Emily have a kid? Right. Every time they have a kid, you take a drink.
Oh, my God.
Then you'd just be toasted.
That's how it would be.
Yeah. It'd be over. For me, Rob seems like.
They're so immature.
Well, he seems like this guy. He's 33 here. He seems like this guy that was probably hot in high school. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, he's nice to look at.
Well, I think he was.
Uh-huh.
Right, I'm not sure he is anymore.
Well, I mean, he has beautiful, striking eyes.
What I thought from him when I looked at him and those old pictures of him were like his hair.
Yeah.
The way it was before.
Yeah, different. He looks like a different person.
Like, that's a pretty cool looking hair.
Yeah, it was.
And now he just looks, his hair looks more like mine.
Yes, it does. Well, he's getting older, a little more mature looking.
A little more thin than it used to be. You know, look like maybe there used to be a good head of hair in there somewhere. His probably isn't changing color yet, but, you know, there's that. Mm-hmm. I watched him play baseball, and now we're back on sport again.
Ugh.
This is not a guy who played a lot of baseball. I could just tell from his swing It's not, he never played like really. Mm-hmm. It's a poor swing is what he's got. It's not level. It goes up and down.
Even I played softball.
Yeah, I get it. You'd swing at least straight through the zone or something. He blames their lack of a good relationship on they only had 90 days plus 2 years. Yeah. And that the 90 days was too much pressure.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't get a chance to get to know each other.
Uh-huh.
Without telling our story again, they've had much more time together than we did.
For sure.
Right. This, him and texting more girls, it didn't sound like it was new, did it?
No, it sounded like when he was doing it before, he didn't reveal how many, the extent to the online speaking to people and exchanging info.
I'm not trying to give him a free pass, but for me, this would be like Clayton and Annalie and Clayton bringing up the stripper thing again and over again. I think this has been rehashed.
Well, I think the issue of why she still has a problem with it is because they did talk about it. He had the opportunity to come clean and he hid some of it. And so it's the lack of transparency that concerns her, I believe.
I just think I am definitely not trying to give Rob a pass, but I think this has happened already. So
yeah, I mean, I don't get why she had to move out over it. And as far as the arguing goes, they've been doing that from day one. Yeah. I mean, what's new about that?
Nothing.
They got married knowing that they argue like that. So yeah, I don't get it. It seems like she's shacking up with her girlfriend.
Well, I don't know if it's a girlfriend or not.
Well, but it seems like it. They even implied it the way they opened the scene with the drinks and the flowers and the picture of them together on a blanket at the end of the bed. And, you know, I mean, they're sleeping in the same bed. I mean, it's just...
Or at least laying in the same bed.
That's what I'm saying. They are implying.
I don't put that past in a production plant.
Sure.
And that they're actually still been together the whole time and production's down there creating this drama.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it past that. It's whatever. Rob, though, should have his ring on.
Yes, he should.
So let's be clear.
Yeah, this ridiculous.
As crappy as HEA is, it's more in line maybe with us because everybody's married and we're in that situation. We don't have to deal with single people anymore. We get a relationship. And Rob should have his ring on, period. If he says he wants to do everything to make it so they're back together again, step one would be not taking that ring off. You could want to look stupid or not want to look stupid all you want, but he's wrong here.
Right.
No doubt about it. Oh, Emily and Kobe, they're really tired of mom and dad being in their business. You know?
Yeah.
Making dinner for them. Watching the kids. Right?
That's crazy.
They barely have time to make more kids.
And they just get mom and dad to babysit when they want to do that.
Dinner is ready.
Oh, darn.
This is what we heard.
So hard to show up for dinner.
Dinner's ready.
He says something casually about... Oh, well, you know, it's hard to relax and feel like I'm in my own house. And I'm thinking it's because you're not.
You aren't in your own house.
You aren't in your own house. You don't have a house.
We're not saying that this is wrong.
No.
They've all come to whatever agreement that they have, right? I think just all them doing it all the time. It's hard to, like, be filming 90 Day Sexy Time. In the basement of your parents' house. It seems wrong.
Yes, it does.
Maybe both of you could spend more time working.
In the house, even.
Right.
Like, be a household member.
Oh, when they were packing in that living room, it was
stuff everywhere.
Up. I'm going to assume, like, they have, like, laundry day.
Uh-huh.
Is just what I would think. And then there are 800 garments in the living room.
Yeah, say probably like our daughter and her boyfriend do laundry.
Be the laundry
day of the month.
Instead of putting them away, you just have what is the laundry couch.
Hate that so much.
This is where the stuff goes that I'm just not putting away.
I have to say that in our almost 30 years of marriage and three children, I've never done this.
Right.
I've never left piles of laundry somewhere they don't belong.
Mm.
I don't. I think it's horrible.
Well, the problem
is, I don't want to walk in somebody's house and see laundry on their couch.
Here's the problem, right? And it's the problem with kids, and it's when it does happen. Like, we give the kids clothes to put away, and it gets mixed with dirty clothes.
And this is why I put it away.
Right. So it doesn't work for us. Maybe somebody else has a system. This would be a dirty clothes couch, and this would be the clean clothes couch.
Maybe somebody would criticize me for doing all the chores, and my kids end up not
doing them. All the chores.
However,
I seem to do a few. So how about we?
Well, right now you
doing the chores. I still do stuff.
I'm talking about when we had little kids.
All right.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you definitely didn't do it then.
I don't like your tone.
Anyway. I did it because I can't stand a dirty house, and our kids are dirty. It's just a fact.
Right.
They are, and I can't stand it.
All of them are.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of
them. I don't know. Our youngest, though, is at this point the best at putting clothes away of the three.
He's the only one who ever actually did it before adulthood.
Right. He wasn't paying attention around here to figure out.
It's really just a recent development also.
Right.
Because it is the only thing he does other than play video games.
Right. So they like to, she said Kobe likes to be naked all the time.
Oh gosh. But they have children.
Well, this is part two of my issue here. One, you don't do that probably if you have kids, I think. And two, you're at your in-law's house, so that makes it a double. I can't just be naked all the time. I have to say, though, I'm excited that we have a trip.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And I'm assuming the place, Cameron is a hot mess, Cameroon, uh-huh. And has been a hot mess for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, though, there are regions that are worse than others, and I would assume they're not taking them into a war zone.
That's what he said.
It is actually very violent.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing. And so it really, I think Kobe probably did a decent job of describing the situation.
Uh-huh.
There. So, and I think for me, I think like Canada is the peacemakers in the group. They're the ones bringing everybody to the table.
Gotcha.
So that is a real brief
synopsis.
Yes. But I think Kobe did a good job. So that's good. What I did like is this little, as she was packing, she did this little craft or shoe organizer, whatever you want to call it. And she rolled up and put a bunch of kids' stuff in the pockets and then rolled up the pockets. Rolled it up as a sleeve, like as a tube, mm-hmm. and put it in there. That's probably good, I guess, until customs gets their hands on it, right?
Yeah, I have experience with that. I've experienced just with TSA doing random baggage checks and spilling out all my pills for a week in my suitcase and leaving a note. Whoops, we looked in your bag.
Yeah.
And then I had to find all my pills loose
in
my clothing.
So even your birth controls.
Yes.
So you couldn't go sleeping around in Virginia you had planned.
No, this was in Arkansas.
Oh.
When I went to take care of my mom when she was sick.
All right. Well, yeah.
That was a mess.
There's that. So you couldn't, and you probably wouldn't want. You could have hooked up with, who was in Arkansas? You could have hooked up with.
No one.
Oh, never mind. It's not an editorial of Arkansas.
No.
We're going to leave you to states you criticize. We're going to leave that to Michigan.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That's where we're going to stop.
Okay.
Although, Gino and Jasmine, so this KOA campground, I have to tell you, we've been to two KOA campgrounds, and this shower situation is the best one
I've ever seen. Yep.
So as much as she's complaining about the shower,
I went, oh, that's not so bad.
Right.
We had like a
shower room
or something.
Yeah, it's like an open shower. So really what happened is nobody's in there.
Right.
Everybody's stinky.
Yes.
And it's like.
And you go swim in the pool instead.
Troughs for to pee in. I mean, it's really what.
Primitive.
Yeah, so yeah. This is a nicer
KOA. I'm like, wow, what KOA is this?
This is nice.
Hot water all the time?
No way that Jasmine is really going here of her own free will. Production had to put her up to it.
Who goes in a tent for their honeymoon? I can't believe she even entertained the idea.
I don't know. There's a chance that we did this.
I stayed home before I did that.
There was a trip we had. One of the marriages.
Oh, gosh.
I think maybe she was pregnant at the time.
wasn't that a recurring theme?
Well, this would have been... Well, I don't like your tone.
What number of marriage this?
This would have been pre... No, this wasn't a honeymoon because she was pregnant and they weren't married yet.
So
this was that. And so we were staying in a tent would have been the Cumberland Gap is where we were. And a storm got stuck in there and it was a trip.
From hell?
Yeah, it was there. It really was. We ended up in a hotel. Somehow or another on this trip, Don's friends came with us. And we got thrown out of the hotel because him and his friends broke beer bottles in the pool.
Super. And they did end up getting married.
Yes.
And divorced.
Did. Yes. So there's that. So that was camping.
This was pregnancy
but I was
with your
wrong,
younger brother.
So it's not a honeymoon. So that was not a honeymoon. Mm. That didn't happen.
This was
I don't know, a honeymoon. Though. I mean, I think a camping trip, you'd really get to know each other, right?
But they're already married. They should already know each other.
Camping for you, you would like the lake.
Yes.
You would like the place.
Yes.
But you would want a cabin.
Yes. Even a camping cabin, which is what we did, which is just a room where you can shut the bugs out. You might still have...
Them crawling through.
Lizards and stuff coming in and spiders and
crocodiles.
Whatever.
Crocodiles.
But at least there's a door.
Right.
And it is basically a wooden bunk in a cabin.
Yeah.
And that's it. But you have your own private little space. You come out of it. It's just for sleeping. You come out of it. There's a little porch and a little, it's just like a teepee shape sort of cabin.
And there's one right next to you. So,
yeah. And then you come out onto your little porch and then step off and there's a... fire pit.
Pretty typical KOA setup there.
That's minimum for me.
To see them walking through. I love that she had cutoff shorts on.
Yeah.
Her Daisy Dukes is what she was wearing. So she was dressed for it.
Yeah.
This, by the way, like we talked about before, it's Memorial Day 2023 is what this is. So this is pushing a year ago that this
was. I loved it when they were checking in. And she says, this is our honeymoon. And she said, the lady at the desk says, you're the first.
I think that's editing. I do.
I don't think they're the first ones to ever go there on a honeymoon.
It's too typical.
That would be sad.
I'm just telling you how Michigan is. People do this. I don't know that they do it at a KOA campground, but people are pretty outdoorsy there.
Uh-huh.
So it's not... It wouldn't be that out of line. My thought is they're the first ones to check in for the day or something.
Uh-huh.
That they did a little editing trick there on us. Because there's no way. There's too many people camping in Michigan that they're the first ones that these people would have seen. It's not.
Maybe that's why they have a nicer facilities.
It's not possible.
Because more people use the facility than other campgrounds.
It's too prevalent. Mm. Too many people go. I mean... It's just how it works. It's part of what people do in Michigan.
I loved their campsite, though. Beautiful view right on the water. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I like the woods. I just need a cabin in the woods.
Yeah. and the boat, the whole boat scene was just creepy. I couldn't, and this, don't take this the wrong way. They don't want you to be, you promise what I'm going to tell you will not offend you.
Okay.
I couldn't stop staring at her boobs.
They're massive, gigantic, abnormally huge. It looks like her skin was going to split open.
It looks like a tomato. Like if you, for those of you who are gardeners,
it's overly ripe.
And some gardens get a lot of extra fertilizer because there could be a body underneath it.
Oh, stop.
But it, despite that, like when you get a tomato, and what you want to do is you want to pick a tomato just before
it pops.
The skin breaks.
Yeah.
And so her breasts look like the perfect time to pick a tomato.
Yes.
Because it looks like maybe 5 more minutes of sun.
Yeah, and it's going to pop right open.
And it'll just split.
And then the birds will come and peck at it.
that's probably not good. But I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And they're just out there.
It, completely. There's more out than in. It was like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping leg wound. Most of it's on the outside of the bandage.
So it's so... Oh, I don't even know what to say because I guess, I mean, I'm not trying to criticize, but I'm not sure the appealing part of this.
Right.
There are people probably who...
They have to be hard like rocks because they're so big.
You could crush walnuts between those
probably.
Things. Whack!
And, you know, I mean, I used to have large...
a large I get what
bust.
You're saying. We understand
Once
what you're
upon a time,
about.
Before I had kids.
Right.
And... I really didn't like it. They were in the way. You know, they move and
these
it's
don't
uncomfortable.
Move. There's nothing about these things that move.
You know, people hug you and you get smashed and it's just, it's not good.
Right.
I never liked being large chested.
Mm.
And, you know, and then like when you're single, people, you're having a conversation and like staring at your boobs.
Yeah.
Instead of at your face when you're speaking to them.
Right.
And it's really uncomfortable.
Right. So.
So, I mean,
that.
She's got them prominently perched out there like she wants everybody
well,
to look
she
at
does.
Them. So,
I mean, that's
I just can't relate to wanting that kind of attention because it makes me uncomfortable.
For me, the bigger issue, and I think we got into it a little bit in the preview, was the issue of her having the kids over and the house isn't large enough. For me, we had this conversation that she had about poverty that she had with Manuel's mom, where Gino's house is so small, it seems like she's, I don't know, contradicting herself.
Well, I mean, for one thing, everybody thinks America is the land of plenty and that money grows on trees. And then they get here and find out that's not the case. Everything's expensive. Wages aren't as high as you would expect for how expensive things are. And it's hard just to get by. So it takes time to get to a point, even in a career, where you can start to live a little better than how you started out.
Mm-hmm. Or not. I mean, so many people go through and it never happens.
Right. And that's true, too. But, you know, you make do with what you can. And I think that's not the expectation that a lot of them have.
Mm.
Because, you know, they watch movies and stuff like that. And, you know, it seems grander than it actually
well,
is.
Well, it's the Manuel and the coffee. It's the coffee scenario that you see. Right.
Right.
And it's just kind of played out. So I think for her, that the house isn't big enough, it's not really a great
I don't know how many bedrooms and stuff it has, but she has, what, two kids?
She has two boys.
They want to have another kid, and so then you got multiple additional bedrooms they would need.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's not in a one-bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know what his house is
so,
like.
And there's still a closet. Somebody can
Somebody
can sleep in the closet. So
oh,
there's that.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Put Only the baby if it's in. A mom, apparently.
We had a hoarding mom. I mean, when we had the house on South Custer, there was like a baby room, but it wasn't a room. It was kind of like a closet.
Mm-hmm.
It was no bigger. It wasn't 6 foot wide. And so there was that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what that room was, you know? But we put somebody in there.
Mm.
And then I think we even rented that room out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there was it was a lot of same guy, same thing happening, right? It all involved him. So
great.
But there's that.
Somebody's probably doing drugs in there.
Yes, by the way, yes.
Yeah.
There was maybe some selling of drugs out of that place
that
also.
Sounds
I do believe
like that's probably
I didn't know what pot smelled like until I went in the Army. And then realized once I smelled it that
this
I
was familiar.
There's a whole room in the back of the house. It smelled like that, and strange people would come to the back door to that room.
Mm.
So either they were bringing it or taking it away.
Gotcha.
So there's that.
I see.
You know, it was COVID. So no, it was not COVID. There was no COVID. This was 30 years before COVID. So. He quit his job.
Yeah, that wasn't smart. I thought he took a year leave, but it said here that he quit.
Yeah.
That's not
good.
This
is a problem because he comes out and says, I don't have the money to get an attorney to get your kids
here. And that's not cool because he can't expect her to be here without her kids. That's messed up.
That's completely wrong on his part.
Totally.
This is a conversation that we talked about at the beginning of the last 90-day season that they needed to have.
Yes.
You just to decide this, although what would happen if he was working? What would happen with Jasmine?
Oh, well, she'd have a hard time adjusting.
Yeah.
She'd probably give up and go home.
So I don't know that there's a right answer here, but for him.
But this isn't it.
Yeah, you can't not do something to support the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go into debt for this. This is there are things that are big and aren't, right? You talk her into staying at the house, but we come up with the money to get an attorney to start the process of getting your kids here.
Yeah, that's important.
This is the line.
Yes.
This is supportive. And the other, you could get her out of that. So that doesn't surprise me a whole lot that that's where they are. Ashley and Manuel, not a whole lot for them.
Boy, her mom is overly suspicious, really. They've been married almost a year. I mean, either you like and accept the guy or you don't.
You're talking about Ashley and Manuel?
I'm talking about her mom.
Well, here we go. Let me hit you with another timeline.
Okay.
So this would have been filmed.
But she said they'd been married almost a year.
In Rochester, and for somebody from Michigan, and as you know, if you look on our cabinets, my mother makes lilac, how would you pronounce that?
Lilac,
jam and jellies.
Mm-hmm.
So as someone whose parent worships the flower or the bush, whatever you want to call this, I will tell you that they only bloom at the end of April and beginning of May. So this had to have been filmed in April or May of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be the most recent couple that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the Rochester Lilac Festival in 2023 was between May 12th and May 21st.
But I was saying
that's how long ago.
That
this is pre
in this scene
tell-all.
Whenever it was, she said they'd been married almost a year already. And for her mom to be this suspicious of him and trying to plant seeds of doubt and do I need to hire an investigator and whatever is ridiculous because, I mean, either you accept the guy or you don't, you know? I mean, they're married.
Well, it's about you've said it all along. It's once you're married, you're all in.
Yeah, that's it. And it's not your choice as a parent. It's your adult child's choice, and you just have to support them in their decisions, and that's it.
Well,
she's out of line.
Where are you at with then here with Sophie's mom when she's going to meet Rob and she's trying to talk her out of it? I mean, is this...
You mean before they got married?
No. This would have been this scene.
Oh, yeah.
With Sophie before she goes back, when mom comes back during the bocce ball scene.
Oh, yeah. She shouldn't be discouraging them from working it out because they're already married.
That's what she said. I'm married already.
Right.
Not a whole lot between them other than I would like to see Manuel. This is Rochester, New York.
I mean, now, let's not forget my view on marriage is forever.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've made that decision.
Then you got to work it out.
You got to work it out. You got to make the best of it. Whatever it is that you've signed on for, it's what you've signed on for.
Well, it's why it's such an important decision.
Right.
I think
And even if made quickly,
right,
it can still be a good decision.
Sure.
And it may not be even what you thought or expected, but you see the best in it and you make it work.
I think it would be odd that anybody really knew
right
how it was going to go.
No, you don't. And I've said all along, I mean, lots of people get fooled and tricked and, you know, people, every person has the ability to put on the outside a facade, a persona that they want to project to other people. I want you to think this about me, so I'm going to be this way in public. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that that's how you are all the time sure. at home when other people aren't around.
I'm not normally so this charming.
You might marry someone and think you know them well. Maybe you've been dating 7 years.
Mm.
But until you live together and you're married and you are sharing everything, you don't really know that person. You can even be married for years and then still find out things you didn't know.
Mm.
Because people can hide anything.
Yep.
They can show you just what they want to show you.
Mm.
There's always things that come out down the road, even between us.
Right.
And so
sometimes there are, you know, we've all got bodies buried
yeah,
in places.
You got skeletons in your closet. Bodies, sometimes you,
bodies buried.
You stuffed them deep and you can't talk about it for,
right.
you know, 15 or 20
right.
years.
So, it's under the square foot garden.
But, you know, you still respect the person. You love the person. You want the best for the person. And so you work always towards
that
goal.
Yeah, we're not
goal.
Talking abusive situations.
No.
And, you know, I mean, this is what we're, I mean, there are obviously large extremes.
Right.
Right. There, and so.
Somebody's holding you
hostage
or something.
I think we understand
yeah.
what those are.
But we're talking right. about just.
Normal.
Typical relationship
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Like learning to get along.
Yes.
Accepting
like
each
Rob
other's
and Sophie,
faults.
Right. right?
Accepting like, each other's faults
like
and differences.
Ashley and Manuel, we're not at a point where we don't think anybody here is abusing
no.
another person.
And no one
physically.
Is, no one is perfectly matched either because every person is an individual. Hmm. So there are things that you have to accept about the other person that maybe you wish were a little different. But they aren't. So you go, okay, well, there's probably things about me that they wish were different too. But we're going to work with it because we've chosen each other.
Mm.
We're going to make the best of it. And that's what you do every
well,
day.
And there's some being selfless in that.
Yes.
You know, it's about the greater good.
Right.
And it isn't always. And I think when you can find somebody that everything isn't always about me. And,
right.
And I think we
that's
see
it. That's what I said. You want the best for the other person.
And
legitimately.
And I don't mean to go back to Rob and Sophie, but when I see Sophie say this to her mom, we're married.
Uh-huh.
It says something to me, at least about her as a person.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like Rob coming there, you know, with his issues and stuff and the drama and not having a ring.
Right.
I wasn't a big fan of all that.
No.
He said the words.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But we need more action from him.
For sure.
Ashley Manuel, I don't even know what was here. There was really nothing. I mean, it was an introduction for people who didn't watch the last season to who
right.
these two are. This was the first time in an episode they probably didn't do it.
Although I'm sure they thought about it because
right.
everything between them has sexual
I'm
overtone to it.
One of these little booths or tent at the festival.
Got christened.
Yeah. What I want to see.
Or the porta potty.
Ew. Oh, that'd be nasty, right?
Couldn't
oh.
you picture them doing that, though?
No. I mean, you haven't really. I mean, you've been in these
yeah.
porta johns.
I'm
but
just
not,
saying, I think they'll go anywhere.
Yeah. That's
these two
gotta
are like
be off
rabbits.
Limits, right? It's just got to be off limits. Well, I do want to see him. This is northern New York. This is on the shores of Lake Erie. This is really cold. Now, I'm not from the area. I'm from the other side of Lake Erie, the warm side. I'm telling you, it's really cold there. I think there's snow 6 months or more
wow.
out of the year. It's not just...
Yeah, because they get that lake effect.
It's
snow.
Just not... It's different.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. This is the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go... I'm not sure many places get more snow than this part of New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's it. So I want Manuel to be seen in the snow.
Yeah.
It's you think it was bad for Jasmine.
Yeah, they always have him looking hot.
Jasmine's in the warmest
as
part of
sweaty.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's close to where I'm from.
Yeah.
This is as
it's
warm
humid there.
As it Whew. Gets. Southeastern Michigan. We get no lake effect anything. It all goes to Rochester mm-hmm. in Cleveland, right? That's where it all goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want Manuel in the cold. Like, I want out of here. This Jasmine stuff, it was probably 12 degrees, right?
Yeah.
It's 12 degrees on a good day
yeah.
in Rochester. So... That's what I want to see. I want some cold weather Manuel
yeah.
is what we need.
He wouldn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He'd have no idea.
It'd be like Jasmine in the cold.
Yeah, that leaves us with Nicole at Mahmood. This would have been June of 23.
And this would have been interesting to watch. Did we not already know stuff and inside
scoop?
We're
going to not... Generally, I don't know that we cannot refer to it, but we're just going to not talk about them real
right.
time.
I'm just saying that it ruined it for me. I actually was looking forward to seeing him come to the U.S. and mm-hmm. seeing how they interacted on American soil.
You can.
But.
Well.
Yeah.
We saw the clip, right, of him running away.
Uh-huh.
So this is exactly how we would have expected it
yeah.
to go.
Because he doesn't have control
let's
here.
Let's quote one of your favorite sayings
yeah.
in all of TV.
Best predictor of future behavior is past behavior.
As says Dr. Phil.
Per Dr. Phil.
And we saw who Mahmood was.
Yes.
In Egypt.
Yeah, for sure.
No
on
doubt
many
about
occasions.
It. This is who he is.
Yeah.
And so we would expect nothing less when he got here.
And I honestly think even his own brother, older brother, is embarrassed at his behavior and treatment of women.
Mm.
It's that starkly different from his own.
Because it's not, it doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
That's, if I remember right, his brother married someone from China.
A Chinese
from
lady.
From China, right. Mm-hmm. And she didn't. You know, we didn't see anything. I mean, people can be however they are in private.
Uh-huh.
But we saw no signs of that type of
thing. No, they
seemed
treatment. Happy. And he talked about being responsible for teaching
yep.
his religion to her and helping her transition slowly and accepting one thing at a time, not, you know, forcing it on her, letting it be her choice.
This is not...
No.
Mahmood.
No.
This is not
this
what
is
we've seen from him.
The antithesis of him.
Well, even think about his attitude here. What's he worried about when he comes here? What did he say his fear was?
That, oh, this was funny. That he wouldn't even be able to find a Muslim friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at you right away and I said, well, he wouldn't even let her have her one friend from yoga.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't okay.
And look, it's probably a plant. I get it. But, you know, for her, it would have been somebody, right?
Uh-huh.
Hope of having a friend.
Right.
And, you know, he really literally chopped her leg off.
Yep, completely. And she asked to move to that more progressive area
mm-hmm.
of his country so she could feel more comfortable without the extremism that made her uncomfortable. And he said no.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Her alternative was coming back to the U.S. or living under all the rules and, you know, things that made her feel smothered.
This is a bad combination to begin with.
Yes.
She did enter this relationship with blinders on.
Yes, without full understanding of the religion that she agreed to accept.
I don't even think... That she had partial understanding of
it. No, I don't think she understood
it
all.
It's not even full. I think Sam had more understanding of the faith when he married Citra.
Which isn't saying much.
Than Nicole had before she entered
For
this.
For sure.
Because I think at least it was in Sam's language.
Right.
They did this rush thing with her wedding. I remember them. It was like some gym they went into. It was really,
uh-huh.
I think they even hopped into somebody else's wedding.
They did. They didn't have a spot or something.
Mm.
And they just kind of nosed in.
Yeah. Hmm. It's just not good. And, you know, it's just how things are. I mean, he's demeaning. This is a spousal visa. They're already married, so it's not a K-1 that they're going to be on. What we didn't get this episode was Lauren and Alexi. And I heard you kind of grunt when you saw that they were on. And we've been over this.
Not them again.
She's a bit of a complainer.
Yeah, and I'm over it.
It looks like her mommy makeover looks to be the topic of this.
Yeah.
We didn't know Patrick and Thais. We get them in this one. It looks like Brother John is also included in this season.
Interesting.
He doesn't seem to be as fun and lighthearted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He seems more like a troubled soul.
Uh-huh, because he's trying to settle down.
Right. Ed and Liz are in this one still, and Angela and Michael. So we thought maybe there was a chance that they would get cut out, but they did not.
Same with Nicole and Mahmood.
Yeah, we did. So you can find out about them. We do talk about them in Inside Scoop, and I'm sure we will update those things as they happen. You can check out the news and find out real-time stuff on them and how bad each of them are
and what they've done. Legal issues.
And I think because of those two situations, Nicole and Mahmood and Angela and Michael, I'd almost like to not forget and to remind people of how bad Ed really is.
Yes.
And last time Ed was on, we played the clip, and I won't do it again. It's on there. We played the clip of Ed and Liz.
And their actual conversation that was recorded on the phone.
And just how bad he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think it's
just
not
bad. Just verbally abusive.
Yeah, it's really
and demeaning.
Bad. Yeah, he's not good.
No.
And to make this list, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I won't play that again, but you can you could probably find that audio clip of the phone conversation between the two of them.
And I don't know how they ever came back from that.
No, and really, we've had worse.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw them at Last Resort.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
So they will be on. We will talk about them. For us, we do talk about Little People, Big World, Seeking Sister Wife. Those are shows that we cover on subscription. We have a personal podcast. And then we do Inside Scoop, where we talk about those things that we don't mention here.
That are current news.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil things. And it's more rumor, gossip, innuendo.
And real-time news.
Yeah, kind of real-time news. So it's stuff we discuss there. I put out a little bit of that that doesn't have any spoilers. So I kind of put that out sometime between Friday and Sunday. When time is, I guess the time is always there. We don't miss a week, but it's just what day it comes out sometimes changes depending on our schedule. We are also going to cover, and it may, we have covered Love During Lockup, but I think it's going to interfere. We also cover Accused, Guilty, or Innocent.
And we love that show.
And so if we have to choose between the two, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we would choose Accused over Lockup. Especially During Lockup.
Yeah.
During Lockup is the worst of the bunch.
Yeah, I prefer the after.
Yeah. That's at least got some relationships in it.
Right.
So that is coming out, we believe, mid-April. And I think Lockup is coming out mid-April also. So we maybe do. We also cover 60 Days In by subscription. I don't know if we'll do another one of those soon.
I hope.
So there is.
I wonder
all
if they'll do that other show that was on right after it that we covered before.
Oh, Inmate to Roommate?
Yes, that
was
good.
Yeah, that was fun. We did cover that also. We had contact with actually some cast members.
Yeah, that was neat.
So that was pretty good. So we shall return midweek with Reality Roundup is what we call that series. And those, you won't see those if you're not a subscriber. I don't even put out an intro. But we probably ought to do a free week at some point here soon. Get everybody a taste of what that is. So Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to additional episodes
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.